This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Philly chef Jean-Carl Lachman opens a new Dutch restaurant this Valentine's Day on East Passyunk Avenue called...
Dunk Bar.
Dunk Bar.
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 Yeah. Means grateful, thankful, because I got through COVID and feeling like I want to do this again. So I'm creating this romantic little spot.
And it's meant to evoke a certain Dutch feeling.
The word is gezellig. I know we've talked about it many times. It doesn't translate beyond cozy or comfortable or personal warmth. So that's what we're trying to create in the space.
And not only does he promise good food, he also promises good music. Wait, what are they saying?
If we can, I need to go out. I mean, it's about the end of COVID and how you're caught inside. And
oh my
gosh. He's a young kid, he's like 20.
This is so fun!
Yes.
Let's dance!
Okay, so my dapper.
Ze is vertrokken met mijn hart op Centraal Station. Nog te laat, vergeet me af, of ze daar nog komt.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets at 1911 East Passyunk Avenue with Jean-Carl Lachman, who is the owner of Dunk Bar. Am I saying that right?
Dunk Bar? It's like a longer A. Dunk Bar.
Dunk Bar.
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 Yeah.
Dunk Bar.
You know, my Dutch pronunciation's not perfect either, but that's, yeah, it means grateful, thankful, because I got through COVID and feeling like I want to do this again, so I'm creating this romantic little spot. I'm hoping it to kind of bring back the BYOB date night. Not that it needs to be brought back, but here's another place to do it.
Yeah. Well, COVID was tough for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So tell me about the history of the space.
Oh, gosh, the space has a lot of history. So I actually lived upstairs. So when we moved here...
Personal history.
Yeah. So, but just for a short time. So Park was doing all the Passyunk Avenue Revitalization Corp. with Sam Sherman. Renee Gillinger was the head of the bid. And they were creating what East Passyunk became with all these great restaurants, Laurel and Fond and Brigantessa, Will. So this space started as Will. I did hear before that a neighbor told me that this place actually used to be a dank bar. So apparently it was a bar a long time ago. Do you know this? I don't know this. Yeah, it's before I remember. So it was Will, and he had great success. And then now he has Chris Kearse. He now has Forsythia, wonderful restaurant. Then it became June. That was during COVID. Those guys tried hard, but now they have great success out in Collingswood, a wonderful restaurant. Then it became 1911 to Mike Gingras and John Raffa. And that ran its course. And I was like, I went to Europe to celebrate a significant birthday, came back, was feeling re-inspired, and ended up getting the space. We did a remodel, and I'm so happy.
Nice. So it does feel like Amsterdam in here.
Thank you. It's the word is gezellig. I know we've talked about it many times. It doesn't translate beyond cozy or comfortable or personal warmth. So that's what we're trying to create in the space. You know, little ivory tablecloths and candles and bottles that my fabulous waitress or assistant, whatever you call her, Liz Kreitzman, brought in from all the fun times she had with the bottles, let's all say. And we're just trying to create that kind of atmosphere. And my food is very winter-centric. You know, I have to try other when it's not winter. And so I'm excited to open while it's still cold.
What's it like in Amsterdam or the Netherlands in the winter? It like the tulips are not in bloom, right?
They come while it's still kind of cold.
Yeah.
We were there last year for it. It's probably it's overcast and rains more, but the temperature I would say is probably a little bit less cold because of the jet stream. Northern Europe is less cold than you would expect it to be, but it is overcast and it is rainy and all that jazz. So.
And do people go to the clubs year round, right?
Well, I'm too old to go to the clubs now, but I've gone to the clubs for decades in Amsterdam. But yeah, people go out.
Because this feels like a bit of, you know, a little. I love that you're blasting the music.
Ik moet gaan, ik kan
This is Dutch rap?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
it's kind of
dumb. That is so cool.
Yeah, it's gotten, and for a long time people didn't sing in Dutch, and young people are starting to again, and it's becoming popular.
This is so cool. Wait, so is this the kind of music you're going to be playing in the restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
A little bit low. I wanted to make it like, here, look at the
back. Wait, blast it. Let me hear it.
Se is vertrokken met mijn hart op Central Station. Nog de lucht geeft me af.
Well, I was cooking and blasting the music. I didn't know you were coming in yet.
But this is the kind of music that you're playing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also interested in charts. I've always liked Billboard and things like that. So we're paying attention to the charts in Belgium and Holland, kind of bringing in the stuff from there. And we want it to feel like you're kind of in a modern restaurant in Amsterdam or Antwerp or Ghent. That's kind of the feeling that we're trying to get.
I'll confess, I love myself a good dance music song.
Well, I've had history of many years of dancing, but that was a long time ago. Hadas. Yes.
No matter what the language, I love a good dance music beat. Yeah.
And there's a good history. But, you know, Rotterdam, especially a lot of that music, that it used to be called high NRG. Do you remember that kind of music?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like...
Energy.
And also, like, a lot of the big DJs right now are from that part of the world. So, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
But, you know...
So how does that translate into the food?
I guess like culturally, it may. Yeah, I mean, I think one of the many fun parts of creating the aesthetic of a restaurant is deciding how the guest will feel when they're here. And music through all of the restaurants that we've done has been very important, very personal. Bob, my husband, spent so much time on making sure the playlists are correct and things like that. And, you know, people actually do react to that. And they, you know, so that's a part of what we pay attention to.
So let's talk about the food. You have some tastings, I see, on the board. So let's talk about this.
Okay, tasting. So I'm going to do a la carte, but we're also going to have two tastings available each night. One called the Dutch Uncle Tasting. If you don't want to spend a lot of money, you won't be made to feel bad. We're happy that you're here. You know, these menus that I have on the wall aren't, I'm probably going to do them, but I like to kind of come up with things last minute. So,
right. Yeah.
And then we're going to have a regular kind of vanavond, you know, this evening's tasting, which is something that we're really featuring. And then we're going to have a la carte as well. So, yeah, kind of a limited menu, but, you know, a lot of choices, we hope. And we're having a cheese cart for the first... Actually, I had a cheese cart in Chicago once, but we're going to have a little cheese cart that we bring out. I'm thinking of doing a tableside salad, but me kind of coming out in a bowl and putting it on a plate. So we want to bring back some elegance, but have it not be tongue-in-cheek, but maybe you call it that. I'm not quite sure what the word is. Kind of a relaxed elegance.
What are some of your, you know, the highlights of your Dutch dishes? Because a lot of people probably don't know what this is.
Well, a lot of American cooking, you know, the tradition of American cooking came from British and Dutch food because they were the first Europeans that came here en masse. So the words may sound funny, and I kind of like that part of it, but it's a very homey, rustic, but, you know, specific fresh ingredient cooking. Rabbit is a popular dish there. It's rabbit in the sour, is what we call konijn in het zuur. I don't want to mispronounce that, but it's a rabbit that I cook really slowly in vinegar after a sear in brown butter, and we serve it with cabbage and smoked sausage and bacon. Mussels with sambal and braised pork, and there we're bringing in a little bit of colonialism for the bad and the good for the food. So sambal is an Indonesian spicy sauce that we're kind of serving braised pork and mussels with. Stoofpeertjes are poached pears, but we're doing that on a strained Dutch yogurt. Root vegetables right now, lots of greens. We're going to be making a rustic rye bread. I'm going to do a savory version of a traditional Dutch breakfast bread.
What are you cooking right now? It smells good in here. It smells like cinnamon.
I just burned cinnamon, so it would smell good for you.
Good.
I'm not cooking anything yet. I want it to smell nice.
Oh, it smells good in here.
I think I like to... We always do that. We used to do that at Nord at the beginning of the shift. We would go around with
sage
cinnamon.
Sage it with people. Cinnamon?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
when are you officially open?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is the start?
Yeah, that's the start. And then we're just for, this space is just going to be open for normal dinner on Fridays and Saturdays. The rest of the time, we're going to offer something called the $1,000 date night for special occasion anniversaries where just me and the two guests, they come up with a menu with me and I'm the server. We bring it out kind of old fashioned. I'd also like it to be an incubator.
And it's $1,000.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm going to try that, see if it works, you know? But it's like you get
But you're
place.
Closing down the whole
yeah,
place.
You have the place to yourself. It's a very specific menu that I'll go over with you specifically. We're going to try to be an incubator kitchen. I have a couple people that are interested in opening restaurants. Figured a place this small as you can figure out how to do it, and I can help. And, you know, pop-ups, private parties, that kind of stuff. But normal service, just Friday, Saturday, make it really special for me and you, hopefully.
Why are you only keeping it to the weekends?
Because I have another restaurant, Winkel, that's very busy. You know, it's a busy brunch place, and it's a lot of work.
And you're going to be here running this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just me cooking. Just me cooking. So, you know, once you get to a certain point for doing this for a long time, why I'm calling it Dunk Bar is that I got to where I didn't love it as much as I did. I've been doing this my whole life, pretty much. So I took a break. I'm feeling, you know, grateful. I have friends who came in and painted. I have a friend helping me make ice cream. It was a really a group kind of thing where a lot of people helped me get this together really quickly. So I think my secret sauce is always my hospitality, the fact that I'm a chef who also was a waiter for a long time. So I want to love it again. So we're going to start just with that Friday, Saturday thing and make it, you know, just something special.
How much of the restaurant or the theme of the restaurant was inspired by your trip to the Ukraine? Because I know that like when you talked to me about being in Ukraine for World Central Kitchen, just made me think of being grateful.
Yeah. Well, we're having an event for Ukraine Tuesday, March 7th. We're doing a dinner with Mike Strauss from Mike's Barbecue and Olga Sarzano, who I went to Poland with to the border of Ukraine. And we're just doing a little dinner to help raise money for World Central Kitchen to continue feeding Ukrainians, because this is still going on, and it's actually worse probably than it was before. So I think the inspiration is in trying to give back and that was the inspiration. When you do something like that, you meet so many amazing people, you know, and you're always kind of reticent to say it because you feel like you're being self-congratulatory because you're there too. But the people I met there were so inspiring that I feel like I want to kind of use this space partially to do good.
Are any people aside from the Philadelphia chefs coming that you had met in Ukraine?
It's funny. We were only there for 8 days, and we connected with people that were, thanks to social media, you can communicate with them all the time. There is a talk in the works of some people coming. One of the guys from New York. There may be. We're still working that out because it's still next month. So yeah.
Well,
cool, right?
It is very cool.
I'm happy.
What are your expectations for this new restaurant?
It's my goal to do my best to make it the very best it can be. I love tables of two, and I don't want to say we just want to do tables of two. But if I had a room full of tables of two, having a romantic night in this spot, it would just make my day. So
is it by design that you're opening on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Or
okay, yeah, yeah. It is. It's also, you can count on the fact that it's going to be full, even a small space like this. So I felt really comfortable opening on Valentine's Day. It's a statement. I didn't think about that, but yeah. And more so, the people come.
Yeah.
Because I know
just come,
going right? out that night. Yeah, please come.
What is the best part about your food? Because I don't know. I mean, unless people have been to your other restaurants, they might not be familiar with Dutch food.
Right. We kind of approach it, I think, because I was front of the house for so long. I always say I'm just a waiter that went to culinary school. Or people say chef. It's not creepy, but it's a little bit strange. But
well, you are the chef.
Oh, I know I am. You know, it's funny. But I work with Ann Rosenzweig in New York, and she was, when people would say that, she's like, we're all cooks here. We're cooks. We're cooking dinner. We want the experience to start as you're walking in the door, seeing the red light, and the romance starts. It's not just the food; it's about the entire experience. But you know, it's not very challenging food. It's very homey. It's kind of like a good cook who's a farmer is making it for you. One of my best reviews in Chicago when I first started cooking was, it's like your grandmother went to culinary school. So that's how I feel about my food.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how can people make reservations?
We're on Resy. So, or you can call 215-279-7052.
And what's the website?
DunkBarPHL.com, and it's DunkBarPHL.com.
Right. Dutch spelling.
Yes.
How long did you live in the Netherlands?
I didn't. I've only gone back and forth. I've gone back and forth my whole life, but I grew up in Philly.
Are your parents from the Netherlands?
I'm adopted by my Dutch grandparents. So that's the story, but that's a crazy personal.
You have a connection, obviously, a very strong connection to the Netherlands.
When you my Dutchness was always a big part of who I was, because when you grow up in Philadelphia, people are Italian and Irish, maybe some Polish people. Yeah, so in my Darby Cowan yearbook, it's when it says known for, and I wrote being Dutch. It's always been important to me. I don't know why, it just is.
Even though you never lived there?
No, never lived there, but I've spent months and months there, so.
Right, well, you have family connections.
Yeah, yeah, and fun.
I mean, I've been. It's fun.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I went like when I was younger, so mm-hmm. there was a lot of dancing involved and drinking and eating.
Art, architecture, yeah. You know, fabulous stuff. I don't want to say politics. I'm not going to talk about politics.
All right, John Carl Lachman here at 1911 East Passyunk Avenue. Donk Bar opens on Valentine's Day. Congratulations, and I wish you a lot of love.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Love back.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.